Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one...
Greg... Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
This is...
Who are you? I'm all Greg. Pleased to meet you.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring...
I'm Instagram famous. Quack, quack, quack.
Come on, man. We go way back.
You're damn right we do, Tom. You're a fraud, Greg.
Greg Hill.
Tatum has played in 16 elimination games. That's how we determine clutch. He's got a record up.
He almost said he has an erection.
Yes.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
Super Bowl champion Jermaine. Oh, my gosh.
Don't worry about it.
Wiggy.
Florida has in front of Swayman throughout the whole game, where the Bruins on the other end. Does it seem like there's a lot of traffic in front of Bobrovsky?
Get out of my office, Bobrovsky. Take the rest of the day off.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Oh, this is going to make me sound stupid, but
can't you just buy your own sex doll?
Courtney Cox.
Unless it's like Curtis. His kid's name, James, you know, the easy names, but no one spells them the same way no
yeah.
more.
You know,
Sandro, I'm going to have to talk to him.
I don't throw rocks in a glass house.
What did you just say?
You don't throw rocks in a glass house?
Oh, okay.
It's stone.
Oh.
But, I mean, that's okay.
I was a little confused.
And accompanied by...
Look at my booty in these tight pants.
You know, can't stuff it in your mouth if you're on the phone.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Ryan Hoyer. The quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
Another stroke of Sweeney's.
Curtis and Shime.
Hit her on the.
I know.
Back end.
I just hate that I'm in the middle of every
what?
Time.
What? Like hit her behind the scenes.
Yeah,
what?
Oh.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, reach out.
Okay,
reach
you just use the term reach out.
Excuse me. Reach out
now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good hello, morning everybody.
Hello. Good morning.
Right, morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbor.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. I'm a people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Tick, tick, boom.
What's good, everybody?
Good morning.
What up, what up?
Hi, Wiggy.
What is good?
Morning, Curtis.
Top of the morning to you, Greg. I saw you out there in the seaport getting out early. I like the walk.
Boy, it is gorgeous this morning. Is it going to get all the way up to 80 today, Curtis?
Yeah, as long as you're not right on the water. It might be in the upper 70s, but inland we're going to be into the 80s, and it is going to be a banger.
Well, we're back to old man walk season as long as the weather permits. Wiggy, you have to let me give 30 seconds to the Jason Tatum apologist to start
no,
the
realist.
To start the show this morning. I'm not
another great game by him last night.
I'm not gonna whine about a win.
Mm-hmm.
But any concern that that team, that it goes down to the end of that game when the Cavs are without Donovan Mitchell, or you're not worried about it?
No, there's a concern of you play down a little bit in the second half, especially late into the game to your opponent. In the first half, they were lights out, Cleveland. It was like one of those Miami things where I think they were at one point in time, they were almost shooting 50, close to 60% from three-point land. And that's how they were able to hang around, give the Cleveland Cavs a lot of credit. You got up to maybe like 16 at one point, and then you let them back in. But you were able to close out.
The Cleveland went on that 13-3 run in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Which Celtics struggled with a little bit. But.
And I think that's like, when I see the Celtics struggle, it's their offense gets so stand around and watch. It's so stale. Every guy stands around and just watches, you know, one-on-one basketball.
Or they don't try to slow it down. Like, there was points last night where they were just hucking the ball up, and it was like they had all the time in the world to try to just pass around, share the ball. Peyton Pritchard threw up a shot at one point that was like, why are you doing something like that? Same, Tatum had a few of those. Brown had a few of those.
Jumper from the free throw line. Yeah.
It's like, just slow it down. Slow the game down at points like that.
I'll tell you what, your guy JT might want to get in there today and shoot around a little bit.
When it comes to the threes,
he is struggling. Yes, and you know, he wants, you could tell at the end of that game, like, I don't know, a minute and a half left or whatever, he wanted to put it on his shoulders and wanted to make those clutch threes. And unfortunately, they are not falling for him. So
I would, if I'm Missoula, I go, listen, Jay, I know you want to shoot the three, but limit yourself to maybe five a game. If you're not failing it early, then just...
What are the odds Missoula will ever say something like that?
Well, I mean, you're not saying it like...
Do you think Tiger's caddy says you're not hitting a driver?
Right, but it's like, you know, I get it, but sometimes as a
coach... He's like, great shot, bro.
I don't care what they say. Keep hucking them. Yeah, make it rain.
Maybe that's the thing with Missoula. He'll probably, like, you know, shooters keep shooting. But I would say just take it to the hole. You know, your mid-range game, it's pretty difficult for somebody to stop you. And do it that way. Get to the free throw line and score points that way. So, but he's trying from the
second Donovan Mitchell was out for that game, I was as interested as the Rays Celtics, Rays Sox as I was the Celtics. There was no shot in hell. Loudville was going to erupt last night.
Yeah, but again, it came down to the last couple of minutes. Like, but you're saying that's playing down to your opponent.
Yeah,
you have no concern.
Yeah, there was
that.
A point in time in the third quarter where I thought you were going to kind of run away with it. You're up about maybe 14, 16, somewhere in there. And then they just, you know, what's his name? Garland just kept, he had a hell of a game.
Raised my hand. I had never heard of that guy in my life.
Darius Garland?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a, and I think you saw it, and they said this on, I think Shaq might have said this on the halftime. Is when Donovan Mitchell's out, he's so ball dominant. Now these other guys get an opportunity, and they were making the shots that they needed to make.
What a fall from grace for Tristan Thompson too. Mm-hmm. Jeez. Like, I mean, you were at the top of your game, and now he was on the bench. I'm like, oh, damn, I forgot Tristan was on this team again.
Yeah, he had a couple plays.
Oh, but, like, really? Not a lot.
No, they should close it out, when Wednesday night at home. I know you're not going to feet on the floor on that one.
Why do you keep bringing that up?
This could be the turnaround. This could be it.
I have received dots from Whit Grosbeck.
Right. But doesn't this show you that you were never really his friend? If something
Curtis,
didn't say,
that's not helping.
But you didn't even say anything.
That's not helping.
That's
Greg's
so...
pitches up at like Walmart. If you see this guy, don't let him in.
Oh my God! How sensitive.
I received adjunct. Blame on that baby.
I asked if the coach was going to be coming back no matter the outcome of the postseason. I didn't ask him about his college escapades.
I think it was just the timing of it, maybe. I don't know.
So the timing of a perfectly legitimate question caused the owner of the Celtics to no longer be friends with you.
I think it was more like, we have so much positive to talk about right now. Why bring up
the playoffs? Once again, it wasn't Greg who said it.
But it's Greg's show.
The playoffs have hadn't started yet.
No, they hadn't.
What was the other good question? Where are you going to have the duck boat parade? Should you win?
I mean, I'm not, Curtis, have I said one thing to you about it?
You were mad at the beginning, but I think we're good now.
I have not said one. I work with you. Mm-hmm. I love you. You're my friend. I take the good and the bad. So if I am never invited courtside ever again, then I will simply enjoy the games from my home, on my couch, in front of my tiny little television, like I did last night. I am fine with that.
You saw Rob Hale. He has courtside seats.
Yeah,
but they've already, the message has already been passed around.
Oh,
by
no.
All I mean, they're at the point now, it's like, all right, it's Greg or the Tim Affleck, the brother that nobody knows about related to Ben and Casey, who gets the seats next to him. They're throwing Robert Kraft in there.
Within a two-month period, Ken's lost Kraft and Wick.
I mean, feet on the floor, rubbing elbows with Wick. Now they're like, damn, they leave that seat open.
Yeah, I mean, maybe tomorrow night could be a go. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'll throw
Wednesday night.
Throw a random, like, congratulations on being up in the series text out and see if I get the bubbles again.
I have an idea for today. Wick, great job. You guys silenced Loudville.
Speaking of Loudville, Joe has a question that I was asking myself last night. Joe, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Greg.
What's up?
Hey, maybe LeBron could get you courtside seats at the next Cavs home game.
So is he throwing that out there? Because I saw yesterday that Bronny Jr. has been cleared for the 2024 draft. Mm-hmm. So is he now going to – is LeBron now going to dangle a return to Cleveland for – he and his son and finish the way he started? Is that or is he just randomly taking in a basketball game last night?
I think he's a Cleveland, Ohio fan. He's from that area. I think he's
has
just,
a house there.
Yeah, I think he's just kind of taking in the game.
I mean, he's a guy that doesn't like attention, so this is surprising.
Hey, my man looked like money. Him and his lady.
What do you mean?
That hat she had on was dope.
Okay.
He does have good style.
Yeah.
Very good.
Hey, LeBron don't be playing. Hey, like, he had his little crew with him. Me and my wife watched the game like, damn. She was like, is he going to be going back to Cleveland?
In the city now known as Believeland.
I thought it was weird that he left his courtside seats mid-game to go eat on the bench, because that's where he's most comfortable eating. I thought that was a strange move last night.
I thought JB, who's the coach for the Cavs?
Bickerstaff.
JB Smoove.
Went up to this, hey, Bron, any chance we can get you to throw in a uni real quick?
Speaking of JB, what was Jaylen Brown's issue at the end of that game? Because he was throwing his own guy's arms off of him or whatever.
He was mad at somebody. Wasn't that after the three-pointer?
Yeah. Missoula, like, had to hug him to get him away.
I know you're talking about, Greg, some one of the assistant coaches try to, like, you know, calm him down, and it looked like
it was Hauser or somebody. Okay. Who, like, tapped him on the chest, which was like a congratulatory chest tap.
Oh, no, it was Tatum that hit him with the hard chest tap.
And he didn't like that.
Yeah, like, he grabbed him.
He didn't like that.
He was arguing with somebody.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah. All right, well, Celtics win, and they can close it out tomorrow night here.
Yep.
Brad Marchand skated yesterday and apparently made the trip to Sunrise, Florida for that game tonight. And it is win or go home for the Boston Bruins. So we will talk about that, and we'll talk Celtics and all of the rest of it with you on this show over the next 4 hours. This morning, Leeds coming up in just about 10 minutes. And then they said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We'll talk about why Bruins GM Don Sweeney says they will keep it zipped about the should-have-been goalie interference call, among other things, during They Said It at 7 on this morning show. And then Courtney and the news coming up at 7:30. And I'm hoping that we will get a full breakdown on the Karen Reed trial yesterday during the news.
Was it powerful?
You were knee-deep in that yesterday, Greg.
Yes. Have you caught the fever or no shine?
No, I like to experience this from the periphery.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like to live vicariously like, through you and Courtney.
Kind of like the way you used to approach exercise.
Yes, exactly.
I thought you were going to say sex.
Well played. Yeah.
I do know how to get Wiggy involved, and sex was used as an excuse during testimony yesterday.
Yes, it
I'm
was.
Interested now.
Yep.
Yes, it was the an excuse that was used yesterday appears to be the dreaded mid-coital misdial is apparently why a certain phone call happened.
Yep. Yeah,
and somebody rolled over on their iPhone and their butt activated the passcode, yep. And that's why a call was made at 2:25 in the morning.
Yeah. Yes. And I'll have thinking of two people having sex that I never wanted to envision for $400, Alex.
A booty dial.
Yeah. And by the way, I loved it yesterday. I had to catch up last night, but I did, and the attorneys that were, by the way, Lally, he's already made $60,000 this year. He made $143,000 as a Norfolk County district attorney.
Well, Curtis, can I ask what, if anything, that has to do with the job that he has?
Great question.
Salary check.
It has to do with his aptitude and lack thereof. Yesterday, he did not object to Alan Jackson walking through the potential, totally hypothetical, of how you would take a dead body or a corpse or whatever from the basement through the bulkhead door to the lawn. That was every, I saw three separate attorneys, independently post the trial yesterday saying that was a clear case of a needed objection.
And he didn't object at all.
And he didn't object because it was not related. There was no direct relation to the case.
But it is odd that he will object before a question has been asked, essentially. And then the judge will sustain that objection before the question has even come out of the defense attorney's mouth.
Yeah.
Right. And even when she, when the judge does not overturn, she's like, we'll allow it.
Okay. Just always say badgering.
This really hurts the prosecution, but what the hell's the question?
All right. Well, we will get to the goings on in Commonwealth v. Reed during the news at 7:30 with Courtney. Right now, speaking of Courtney, here she is with what is trending this first hour.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Team Malone. The Celtics take down the Cavs 109-102 to go up in the series 3-1. Jason Tatum led the Seas with a double-double, 33 points and 11 rebounds from Jason, with Jaylen Brown adding 27 points and 8 rebounds for himself. It's the first time the Seas were in a game that was decided in single digits so far this postseason. Here's what Joe Mazzulla had to say about being in a close game for the first time since April, win or lose.
I was more trying to just make sure we got a good look. So sometimes I was playing fast, sometimes we were slowing it down. So really it was just situational, dependent upon the possession when we get stops and we felt like we have something run. But I thought in the beginning of the game we were playing really, really hard but not playing with a ton of poise. I thought late in the game we were playing really hard with a ton of poise.
Good job by Joe Mazzulla last night, Curtis, when it came to using a challenge, I thought, and it is the playoffs, so you can, that was a call that was made on Tatum.
Al Horford on the
on
block
Al
shot.
Horford, yes.
By the way, Greg, did you see Al Horford on your old man walk this morning? Because my God.
But you know what, Curtis, when needed, he provides you with a little spark here or there.
They need Porzingis.
They do.
They need. I mean, they can.
Well, he's missed 5 games so far. How many do you think he's going
to
miss?
Well, if you get by Cleveland, the only – when you start to look at potentially your next two matchups, you got New York and Indy. Indiana's got a better big man in Miles Turner that could give you more problems. Because if you look at who the hell's the guy that's giving them problems for the Cavaliers? Why am I drawing a blank on his name? Their big man.
Mobley.
If you look at Mobley, he's giving them issues, right? He's the guy that's giving them issues, and you get no offense from your bigs. I mean, Al Horford, he can't throw the ball in the ocean to save his life. So, and Derek White is kind of...
Well, Derek White really struggled last night big time.
Oh, he's been struggling after since the first game, so he's disappeared. Luckily, Drew Holiday has kind of taken over a little bit. But
also, when it comes to playing D, Drew Holiday last night was
so good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So good.
So you need...
Huge last night.
If you look at the Knicks, they don't really have a big that scares me. So if you play the Knicks, you don't need Porzingis as much as you do if you have to play the Pacers.
But they did say that they believe that he will be back for the next series.
He's the conference finals, yes. Yeah. So.
The Seas will come home now and try to close it out. Game 5 will be tomorrow at 7. These guys are 3-2 in home games this postseason. The Bruins will try to put off a closeout game tonight in Florida. Puck drop is at 7. When it comes to Brad Marchand, here's Don Sweeney on his status.
Brad skated today. He'll travel with the team. He's still day-to-day, and hopefully he continues. Guys got to give him a chance.
Doing better? Feeling better?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. How great would it be if after both teams were up 2-0, the Rangers 3-0 on the Hurricanes, if both the Rangers and the Knicks don't even make it to the conference final? Oh, would that be awesome?
The Sox fell to the Rays 5-3 yesterday. They'll try to even out the home series tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Nick Pivetta getting the start.
You can me and my guy taking some diehards to the game tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Are you excited?
I am. I'm ready for the crack of the bat.
Yeah.
Seeing some fastballs, some backdoor sliders.
Okay.
You know.
Is that code?
No. Uh-huh.
We will be on the Sam Adams deck.
Uh-huh.
Best seats.
With a bunch of listeners, a bunch of winners from this show. Mm-hmm. And how many innings are we slated to stick around for this evening?
Well, you got to see, here's the little conundrum we're in. The Bruins start at 7.
Right.
So do they have TVs there?
Yes.
Okay, so if they got TVs there, we can double dip.
Okay.
You know, we can be there to watch the Bruins, obviously there to watch the Red Sox. Maybe we get some BDE. Mm-hmm. We get some Big Dinger energy.
Big Dinger energy.
Yes.
Yes.
By our guy O'Neal.
And Craig, I know you're not a big beer guy, but when I did drink beer, the only beer I did drink was Sam Summer. And tonight is the definition of a Sam Summer kind of night.
It's going to be beautiful at the ballpark. Right. I mean, it's probably going to be, at that point, Curtis, as the meteorologist, 68, 70 degrees.
Yeah, you're going to get some nice winds out of the south-southwest at about 16 knots. Mm. It's going to be 62 degrees, but the real field will be 70.
Where are we located? Where is the Sam?
Right field.
Right field. Ooh.
Yes.
That really means good. I got to bring the leather with me?
Yes.
Just
yes.
In case I get a couple of...
Yes. Yes, you should, yeah. Doug Flutie. Yes. Yes. All right.
Just quickly, in football, Jared Goff got paid. He signed a 4-year, $212 million extension with the Lions.
Curtis, right again. How about that salary cap over there?
How are they going to retain everybody? By the way, the Bucs just gave Antoine Winfield like a $50 million deal.
Yeah, they gave him $88. You give Amon-Ra St. Brown 100-plus. Mm-hmm. You give Penei Sewell 100-plus, and now you give Jared Goff
$212 million. And $170 million of it is guaranteed.
Yes. Wow.
Can I just tell you, I would not have done that. Jared Goff, fine, but he's not going to be the reason you win a Super Bowl. Mm.
Well, do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. I know Curtis already gave the weather for this evening, but how's today looking? What's the UV rays?
UV today, good thing you asked that. We're going to have some strong UVs from 10 to 2 today. The max UV will be 7, which is high.
Oof.
So put some sunscreen on there. 52 degrees and cloudy right now, but the afternoon high will be 77 in Boston.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Just a little over 12 hours of waiting for the puck to drop and to see if the Bruins can extend this series or if they are going to join me at Granite Links sooner than one would have hoped. By the way, tomorrow's Wednesday, correct?
Correct.
Thursday, yeah. We are on our way to New Hampshire for roadshow number 3. And we will be on Thursday night at Ramunto's Brick and Brew in Hanover, New Hampshire. I haven't been, but Courtney and maybe Curtis have done a deep dive on the menu because yes. That's what they do every time. And it looks really good.
Very good. It has something for everybody, whether okay. It's wings, calzones, garlic knots, cinnamon knots, all the pizza toppings. I like a white pizza and it looks like they have a very good one.
Okay.
What is that? Just no sauce?
Yeah, but all different types of cheeses and herbs, you know? Yeah.
That's known as pita.
Isn't that known as a Greek pizza?
No. Oh. No, Greek pizza is a whole category of pizza.
No. I thought
like feta, right?
No, I thought Greek pizza is when it didn't have any red sauce.
No.
Here we go. Here comes the food hotto. And guess what? I'm going to be right again.
Greek pizza is an entire category of pizza. It is a style of pizza. No, it has sauce. Every pizza place in Massachusetts, virtually, except for bar pizza, is Greek pizza. Every place that is called such and such house of pizza is a Greek place.
Correct.
Shine, thank you. Right. Shine will back me up.
No. If you went into.
But
Curtis, you're the stat.
No.
You're the
Greg's group. Greg's right.
Greek pizza is also only common in like the New England area.
Right. Okay. If you go into an Italian pizza place and you ask for a Greek pizza, the majority of the time it comes with no red sauce.
If the place is called either House of or Village,
yeah, I know.
It's a Greek pizza place. Okay, just a fact.
Right. It's about the preparation.
Quick Google of Greek pizza. You pull up the Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. Main ingredients: pizza dough, cheese, tomato sauce. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Well, but here's where Wiggy may be right.
Thank you.
White pizza.
Yep.
Is pizza without sauce.
Yep.
Correct. But that's not called a Greek pizza.
There are Greek pizzas. There's with feta cheese and like olive oil and garlic.
Yeah, right.
That's not like the Greek pizza is known by every, free thinking, intelligent human being as a whole style of pizza.
Correct.
No disrespect, Wiggs. Right. But you're wrong on this one.
All right. Greek pizza caller.
Quit while you're ahead.
All right.
Anyway, so we'll see you on Thursday night, 7:30, I think. And that I hate to say it about the Bruins, but we may not have a game to watch Thursday night at Ramunto's. Well, let's stay positive.
Yep.
We'll have the Sox.
And then Friday morning, we will be at the CCBA Fitness Center in Lebanon, New Hampshire, from 6 to 10.
I love seeing all the people doing their early morning yoga. You know, like there's people that are going into the different rooms. There's Pilates studios. Yes, yes. People are on the bike.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Well, listen, though, that the radio group up there has been partners with this radio station and this radio show since I began, and they are a great broadcast partner of ours, and can't wait to get up there. That's when it comes to regions that we go to, one of the least populated, but I love getting up there and seeing everybody. Also, when I was at the road show in Rhode Island, the South Kingstown Police Department gave me a patch and asked that I put it on the wall behind us,
no doubt,
for Twitch. So I'm gonna add that up there, and we have no budget here. So if you happen to be coming to a road show and you think there's something that should go up on the wall behind here, I would love to have you bring it, and we'll throw it up there. I believe, Curtis, when I came over here, I was promised complete redesign of this studio, and that has 5 years in, that has yet to occur, but maybe that's coming.
It's on Ken's to-do list.
Is it on the to-do list? Yeah. Okay.
We also have a hat from Rhode Island of a man who served our country, and he gave Greg and I a hat to put on the wall behind you, so we will put that up as well.
Okay. Awesome. So, yeah, if you want to do that, come out. We can't wait to see you on Friday. And then next week we'll be in Falmouth for Roadshow number 4. Flying Bridge is where we will be. This is the rare occurrence of a Thursday roadshow. And I've been asked why. It's because it's Memorial Day weekend, and it's a pain in the you-know-what to go to and fro Cape Cod on a Friday on Memorial Day weekend.
So. And I mean, most of us will be there.
You're welcome, Shyam. I gave you the opportunity to go to a roadshow. Selfless.
No, I believe that was
I will be there
like
the night before
Jason Tatum
at
the
Liam
show
McGuire's. I'm going to make the effort to go there and back.
Yeah. Right. I will say you get a lot of credit for that. Because you could just mail it in and go to California for your trip, and you are making the trip all the way down for the pregame.
Yes.
Because the queen loves her people at the road shows.
I do.
And that's a hell of a drive down there.
Yep.
Are you flying out Thursday morning?
Yeah, our flight's at like 6.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, road show season underway, and let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Electric Light Orchestra, Don't Bring Me Down. Good morning. Your lead today?
Yeah, good morning. That's a bit of a dedication to your Boston Bruins because for the love of God, don't go out whimpering and just like a puddle of yourself. Don't lose 6-2 in this game. At least appear like you want to be there. Appear like you want to win a game, want to win this series. Don't just go quietly into that great night. I believe that was the Dylan Thomas Rage Against the Dying of the Light. Please, for the love of God, just like do something. It's the meme with the dude and the stick poking the thing on the ground. Hey, do something. That's all I ask. I'm not asking a whole lot. This is about where I expected the Bruins to get before the season started. They have gotten here, so I can't be entirely mad, but just please don't roll over and die.
Okay.
Thank you.
Odds that Brad Marchand plays tonight in your mind?
I would say next to zero. I don't believe he plays. Yeah, I don't think he plays.
He skated yesterday.
Yeah, I think he wants to, but I don't think that they'll clear him through concussion protocol.
Really?
Yep.
It's the NHL. It's the playoffs. Mm.
And it could be the...
It's an elimination game.
Yeah, but if he's dealing with a concussion and he can't get through it, you know... And
I don't think it'll be the Bruins' call.
Okay. All right. Shyam, thank you.
You're welcome.
Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. What happens in San Francisco today will almost certainly happen in Boston in about 6 months because we are just their younger brother. And they have a plan for curbing alcoholism among their homeless, which is to put a bunch of kegs in a vacant hotel where you diagnose the homeless with alcoholism or alcohol use disorder, provide them free drinks, and spend over $5 million a year for this managed alcohol program. And if you don't have a license, they'll work to get you one. There are some nurses in there as well. But this came to light because of an activist in San Francisco, Adam Nathan, who is one of the guys in charge of their Salvation Army, discussing how in no way does this benefit anybody outside of further hooking people to a substance that will undoubtedly kill them.
They're giving them free drinks.
Right. It started during the pandemic.
Can you choose the kind of drink that you get? Or is there like a mixologist there?
I think it's dealer's choice. No.
Okay.
Sure it ain't Natty Light to save some money?
I guarantee you it's not. But this is just the latest and greatest example where we never want to deal with anything. This is something in the moment. You could die if I almost did, but if you don't drink and you go into withdrawals, and clearly we need to have places where you detox, but if you're going to spend $5 million a year, have it to get them off the substance.
Yeah.
Don't provide it. And there's pills that you take when you're going through this that are basically pill forms of alcohol, so you get weaned off of it. You don't just stop cold turkey and have a heart attack. And it's just, it's so maddening that this is what people think is the right idea. If the, and the people behind this plan, if they had a kid, this is the last thing they would do, because they'd love them enough to try and get them help, not provide them the substance that's killing them. When you create a hotel, you know the Atlanta airport smoking room, if you ever walk past it, it's really depressing.
Yes.
Like, would we provide Marlboro Reds to people that were addicted to nicotine?
Probably not.
Right.
No. It's like kicking the can or the bottle down the highway and not dealing with it head on right this moment.
Right.
And it's to the tune of $5 million that they're providing them with drinks.
Right. Why don't you provide therapy?
It's like here, Curtis, how they give clean needles. So, you know, they're covering one issue by, you know, just continuing another.
And this is something, and I'm not trying to attack anybody in the Twitch chat, but Legacy says Curtis wanted to be help at one point. No, I nearly died and then I stopped drinking. But it's not a choice you make. If you're this far down the rabbit hole where you've lost everyone, you're homeless and you're addicted to alcohol, you need serious intensive therapy to see that your life is worth saving. So just giving these people drugs is actually, in my view, a form of abuse.
Serve them warm 40 ounces. They'll stop drinking real quick.
And then you said they're also, so they're giving them alcohol and driver's licenses?
Yeah, they're working to get them into, they're providing them with all these. They're trying to get them so that they can find residency. But the first thing you should do is work to get them off the substance.
It's a good combination.
I feel like they should do those two things separately.
Right.
I feel like.
I guess in Cali, they think that's a good combination.
Yeah. All right. That doesn't seem right, Curtis.
No.
That's what are we doing?
Amen.
From Chris Curtis. We will take a quick break. We'll get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of a fiery tease on your lead this morning?
Here we go. How can I tease this without? Okay, here it is. There's something with this series, the Bruins and Panthers, that we need to stop with. And we've been doing it since day one.
Really?
And it's the crutch that fans are giving to the Bruins.
Oh, I can't wait. All right. Rest of the leads coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, this is Matt Spiegel, and on my podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, we learn how the best broadcasters in the game, like the Reds' John Sadak, try to capture the greatness of the best players, like Elly De La Cruz.
He's a video game character. I mean, he is so athletic, and I think each moment is its own living entity, and I try to just match whatever that moment is.
The PBP, Voices of Baseball. We bring you the people who bring you the game. Find us on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Great one, Sean. That is hash pipe, or as Wiggy refers to it, breakfast. Coming up at 7, we will get to They Said It. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we'll talk about why Bruins GM Don Sweeney says they will keep it zipped when it comes to complaining about the no goalie interference call, among other things coming up during They Said It. But some leads left this morning, including that of Courtney Cox. Good morning.
Good morning. Quick two-part lead for me this morning. The first is Jason Tatum leading the way with 11 rebounds. Didn't seem very selfish to me last night. Looked like a guy who wasn't out for personal accolades, but doing everything he can to help the team get to a championship. But besides that, we need to give serious credit to Brad Stevens, because there was a period in April where Drew Holiday signs his four-year, $135 million contract extension, and a lot of people were looking at him saying, well, where has he been? Mm-hmm. He hasn't really been stepping up. And to watch him step up in the absence of Derek White the last two games, this team is built to do that. Their bench is built to do that. Guys step up when other guys need the help, and that is all going to Brad Stevens. He has the foresight to look at these guys and know where they fit in this team, and I think he deserves all the credit in the world.
Great league, Courtney.
Yeah, good
job.
Thank you.
And you just
why are you laughing, Curtis?
I just love the bizarre shots about Jason Tatum against a team without their best player that already sucked.
I'm just saying. What's the best part of Jason Tatum's game, you think?
I think it's his post-game interviews. I think he's
honest question. What do you think the best part of Jason Tatum's game is?
His ability to take over a game when he's needed to, like he did.
But
in
you would say shots, his shooting skills, correct?
I would say he's one of the best all-around players in the NBA.
Wasn't that a Drew Holiday lead?
Well, it started with Jason Tatum, but...
I'm like, why are we even talking about Tatum? It was a good Drew Holiday lead, and that's what I thought the whole lead was about, and the fact that Brad Stevens got him... And,
do you want to play the beginning of the lead again, Wiggy? Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, play that.
You missed it? You didn't listen?
No, I was listening, but I was focused on... It was a real quick Jason Tatum.
Yeah,
was,
I just think that Jason Tatum's ability to shoot is probably the best part of his game. The fact that he took over when it came to something like rebounding shows that he's not a selfish player. I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, I like it.
I don't like getting laughed at, but...
Who said he was a selfish player?
You did.
His drive and kick to Jaylen Brown was the reason that you were able to close that game out the way you did.
No, I said he was concerning himself.
Last week,
you
said that he was a selfish player. You've said it before, too. And I'm not arguing with you, Curtis.
Of course you are. You began it trying to argue.
We disagree on a subject. Is that okay?
That's what I'm doing. I'm disagreeing.
Okay, so then why are you butthurt about it? That I brought it up.
When did I say he's selfish?
You've said it a few times.
I said that he was interested in things that were irrelevant to what his legacy will be.
Right. That was your main point on Friday. But before that, you said he was selfish. That's it. I said it was a quick lead. Gosh. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever said he was selfish.
I remember differently, but maybe I'm wrong. And that's okay. I love you, Curtis, and I love Pudge even more. Yeah. I'm glad to see he's doing okay.
Yes. How did the surgery go for Pudge?
Great. He's doing awesome.
He's good.
Came through brilliantly. He had his gabapentin this morning, so he is gone to the world.
Excellent. All right, Courtney, thank you.
Good job, Courtney.
Wiggy, good morning.
BC on BC crime. Boy.
No, I don't want to do BC on BC crime. I love Curtis.
Well, you didn't start it. You just finished it.
Okay.
So Tatum's already there, Wiggy?
No. She said that Tatum was unselfish. Yeah. That was like the beginning of her lead. Uh-huh. He was unselfish.
I think we even said that he needed to be more selfish in the past. Whoa. That he was too deferential.
Maine 2022. Yeah. Hate to bring something up, but makes a good point. Wow. Curtis mocking Maria, now Courtney.
That's it. He don't like the ladies when it comes to their sports takes.
I just date Tristan Thomas. He sucks.
Well, are you suggesting it's a scene they should be seen and not heard kind of thing with him?
I mean, Maria, very good sports takes.
Right.
Courtney, great sports takes.
Right.
Curtis was like, jeez. No.
He's like, make me breakfast.
That's it. Get in there.
Barefoot,
pregnant, no sports.
We all know the laughing, to me, is the sigh for Wiggy.
That's it.
When someone throws the little laugh in.
That's it. A girl talking sports. Nah.
All right. Anyway, your lead quick.
Oh, okay, my lead quick. Let's stop with the Bruins are not talented. Quick numbers here. Goals on the year, both teams. Florida Panthers had 265 goals by their team. Boston Bruins, 263. That's the difference of two goals. Assists. Boston Bruins on the season, 443 assists. The Florida Panthers,
445. Mm. That is a difference of two. Hmm. You have the better goalie. Can we stop with this? Oh, also, you swept them during the regular season. Can we stop with the narrative that the Florida Panthers are a better hockey team and have more talent than the Bruins?
I love this lead.
Which they don't. So
I say it all the time.
So
I give the Bruins an excuse.
A built-in excuse. So my question is this. If you have the talent, that means you have the players. Is the head coach not getting enough out of his players at the most important time?
I love it. I love that lead.
Good one. That. Thank
I
you
love that lead.
Curtis?
All right. Great lead, Wiggy.
Love it, too.
We will discuss I just don't want to hear today. I want women only today from now until 10.
All right, real quick. For those wondering why the Bruins have yet to exact revenge on that snake Sam Bennett or even on Matthew Tkachuk or anybody on that Florida Panthers team, you got a bit of an explanation yesterday from Pat Maroon.
Unfortunately, what happened, we got to turn the page. We got to find a way. You can sit here and say I'm not doing my job. Maybe I'm not. But like I said before, I'm damned if I do, I'm damned if I don't. And I don't want to put my team in jeopardy. I don't want to take a suspension. I don't want to put my team on a power penalty kill. I'm doing everything I can. So we can sit here and say I'm not. Maybe I'm not. I talked to my captain. I talked to the guys in that locker room. They know, and they know I care. And that's the most important thing.
Okay. Says he talked to Brad Marchand about it. Marchand doesn't want him to go after guys. I guess guys won't fight him. It is what it is.
Yeah, what's he going to do? If he challenges guys and they don't want to fight him, that's not on him. He's, you know, his job is, like he said, be physical. Or he didn't say, but be physical. Don't take any stupid penalties because you don't want to put your team on the power play.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
was literally standing at center ice saying, any one of you fools that are strong enough to come fight me, come fight me. Yeah. And Sam Bennett went and cried to the official.
Right. Well, that's a good business decision by Sam Bennett. Well, you don't want to take on a guy who's going to beat the living dog poo out of you. Don't make sense.
Damn right.
You know? That don't make sense.
Those are the leads. Coming up, we will get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said, those who were males, what they said yesterday in sports. That's all coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.